Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a highway soaring above a forest, while beneath it the mighty one-horned rhinoceros, elephants and tigers stride freely across a floodplain that is the new reality being forged in Assam. Why is this in the news today? The 6,956 crore rupees Kaziranga Elevated Wildlife Corridor project on National Highway 715, the Kaliabon-Umaligarh stretch, has just received 18 contractor bids, signalling that construction is about to begin in earnest. Prime Minister Narendra Modi formally inaugurated related works on 18 January 2026. Marking India's most ambitious attempt to reconcile highway expansion with wildlife conservation. The plan calls for a 34.5-kilometer elevated road section that will allow the iconic one-horned rhinos, as well as elephants and tigers, to pass unhindered underneath during their annual monsoon migration. Let us first understand the conservation context of Kaziranga National Park. Declared a UNESCO World Heritage Site in 1985, Kaziranga lies on the southern bank of the Brahmaputra floodplain, spread across the Golaghat and Nagaon districts of Assam. It is globally recognized as the world's most successful single-species conservation story for the Indian one-horned rhinoceros. In 1904, the park's rhino population was estimated at barely 12 individuals. By the 2024 census, that number had swelled to 2,613, which is roughly 70% of the world's wild one-horned rhino population. The species is listed as vulnerable on the IUCN Red List, placed in Appendix I of sites, and enjoys the highest protection under Schedule I of the Wildlife Protection Act of 1972. Kaziranga is not just a rhino sanctuary. It boasts India's highest tiger density per unit area, with 94 tigers recorded in the 2022 tiger census, and it supports the country's largest population of wild Asian elephants, numbering more than 1,300. Over 480 bird species make the park an important bird area, and 5 major rivers dissect the landscape, creating an extreme seasonal flooding regime that is integral to the ecosystem. Every June to October, when the Brahmaputra swells and submerges 80 to 90% of the park, all the large mammals, rhinos, elephants, deer and tigers, migrate southward across NH 715 to the highlands of Karbi Angalong. This ancient, instinctive route has existed for centuries, but the highway, widened repeatedly over the decades, turned the corridor into a lethal trap. Now, why has NH 715 become a death trap? Formerly known as NH 37, this highway links Guwahati to Jorhat and cuts directly through Kaziranga for about 39 kilometers. It is one of Assam's busiest arteries, carrying heavy goods vehicles, tourist buses and intercity traffic. A Wildlife Institute of India study for 2,01,617 documented 63 large animal deaths in a single year on this stretch alone, including rhinos, elephants and tigers. Roadkill incidents have been recorded since the 1990s with speeding trucks, buses and private cars responsible for the casualties. During the monsoon months, when the flood-driven crossings peak, mortality spikes dramatically. Some mitigation measures have been tried. Speed limits of 40 km per hour are imposed during the monsoon, flashing warning signs have been installed, and a few wildlife underpasses exist. Yet these steps have proved insufficient. Smaller fauna may use narrow underpasses, but the massive rhinos and elephants rarely do. The fundamental problem is that a surface-level highway cannot coexist with an active wildlife migration corridor. Animals follow instinct, not traffic signs. The only viable solution is a physical separation, either an elevated road above the crossing zone or tunnels beneath it. The Kaziranga Elevated Wildlife Corridor and Highway Expansion Project offers precisely that holistic solution. First, it expands NH 715 to 4 lanes, addressing capacity and safety for human traffic. Second, it raises the highway for 34.5 kilometers through the most sensitive wildlife zones, providing a clearance of 4 to 6 meters, ample for elephants, rhinos and tigers to move freely underneath. Third, it constructs bypass roads at Jaklabanda, 9 kilometers long, and at Boka Khat, 12 kilometers long, diverting through traffic away from the park entirely. The project's specifications are striking. The total cost stands at 6,956 crore rupees, and the implementing agency is the National Highways and Infrastructure Development Corporation Limited, or NHIDCL, under the Ministry of Road Transport and Highways. The construction timeline is set at 36 months. In addition to the 34.5 kilometer elevated stretch, 30 kilometers of the existing highway will be four-laned, and the two bypasses together add 21 kilometers of new road. The National Board for Wildlife, chaired by the Prime Minister with its standing committee led by the Environment Minister, granted approval subject to 34 specific conditions. These include strict speed limits, solar-powered wildlife warning systems, nighttime vehicle restrictions during sensitive months, specially designed wildlife crossing structures with vegetated approach channels, and quarterly monitoring reports submitted to the board. A quick note on NHIDCL: it is a Government of India enterprise created in 2014 to plan, develop and maintain national highways and strategic roads in the border states and the Northeast. It operates under the Ministry of Road Transport and Highways and focuses on infrastructure that is both strategic and regionally critical. The Kaziranga Corridor reflects a broader pattern of human-wildlife conflict across the nation. Conservation successes such as Project Tiger, Project Elephant and intensive rhino protection have boosted wildlife numbers beyond historic levels. Yet this very success creates new pressures. Expanding animal populations need to disperse, corridors become narrower, and infrastructure projects often cut through migration routes. India's Wildlife Corridors Policy of 2022 identified 32 critical corridors, but implementation remains uneven. The National Board for Wildlife's environmental assessment mandates that any infrastructure within 10 kilometers of a protected area must obtain clearance, and projects that intrude into the protected area itself require cabinet-level approval. Eco-sensitive zones, declared by the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change, act as buffers where development is regulated rather than prohibited. If the Kaziranga Elevated Corridor proves successful, it could become a replicable model for other hotspots. Similar challenges exist on National Highway 44 through Pench Tiger Reserve, National Highway 212 across Bandipumudumlai, and National Highway 52 in Ranthambore, where highways intersect wildlife habitats and cause significant mortality. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Kaziranga National Park sits in the Golaghat and Nagav districts of Assam on the Brahmaputra's south bank, covering 859 square kilometers of core area, with a total landscape of about 1,307 square kilometers. It became a UNESCO World Heritage Site in 1985. The 2024 Rhino Census recorded 2,613 individuals, roughly 70% of the global wild population. The park recorded 94 tigers in the 2022 Tiger Census, giving India its highest tiger density per unit area. Over 1,300 wild Asian elephants roam here, and more than 480 bird species have been documented, earning the EBA status. During the monsoon, 80 to 90% of the park is submerged, prompting the massive southward migration. Regarding the one-horned rhinoceros, its IUCN status is vulnerable. It is listed in Appendix I of sites, and it enjoys Schedule I protection under the Wildlife Protection Act of 1972. Its range is now confined mainly to Kaziranga in India and Chitwan National Park in Nepal. Its horn is made of keratin, not ivory, yet illegal trade persists for traditional medicine. The elevated corridor project specifics. The highway involved is NH715, the Kaliabon-Umaligarh stretch. The elevated portion spans 34.5 kilometers with a clearance of 4 to 6 meters. The total outlay is 6,956 crore rupees. The agency is NHIDCL, the ministry is MoRTH, and 34 conditions were imposed by the NBWL. Bids from 18 contractors were received in January 2026. The project also includes 30 kilometers of four-laning and 21 kilometers of bypasses at Jakhlabandha and Bokakhat. Recall that NHIDCL stands for National Highways and Infrastructure Development Corporation Limited, established in 2014, focusing on national highways and strategic roads in border states and the Northeast. The National Board for Wildlife, chaired by the Prime Minister, with its standing committee chaired by the Union Environment Minister, grants clearances for projects in and around protected areas under Section 38 of the Wildlife Protection Act, 1972. Other relevant points: Karbi Angalong is the highland plateau where the animals seek refuge during the monsoon. The Wildlife Institute of India, an autonomous body under the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change, conducts wildlife surveys and produced the 201617 mortality study. India identified 32 critical wildlife corridors in 2022 and eco-sensitive zones regulate development within 10 kilometers of protected areas. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, remember Kaziranga National Park, Assam, UNESCO World Heritage Site 1985, One Horned Rhino, 2,613 individuals in 2024, about 70% of global population, NHIDCL versus NHAI, NBWL chaired by the Prime Minister, SCNBWL chaired by the Environment Minister, Rhino status, IUCN vulnerable, sites Appendix I, WPA Schedule I, Karbi Angalong as the monsoon highland, we as the autonomous body under MOI FCC. For mains, particularly General Studies 3, you can discuss human-wildlife conflict emerging from conservation successes, analyze policy frameworks like the Wildlife Corridors Policy, NBWL clearances, eco-sensitive zones, and evaluate the replicability of the Kaziranga model for other corridors. In sum, the Kaziranga Elevated Wildlife Corridor is a landmark effort that blends infrastructure development with ecological stewardship. It illustrates how India can upscale its highways while safeguarding the very wildlife that make its natural heritage world-renowned. This balance between growth and conservation will shape the country's development trajectory for years to come.